This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Mike Pence will formally accept the Republican nomination as President Donald Trump's running mate for the 2020 presidential election Wednesday night. Pence will take center stage on the third night of the Republican National Convention. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The fact that Pence is still on the ticket is vindication amid rumors President Trump might dump him for another running mate. Pence says his focus is on getting the president reelected, and his own political future could hinge on November as well. He'll lay the foundation for a White House bid in 4 years when he speaks tonight at Fort McHenry, where Americans defended Baltimore Harbor in the War of 1812. That inspired Francis Scott Key to write the Star-Spangled Banner. Pence is likely to pay tribute to symbols like the national anthem in drawing a contrast with social justice demonstrators. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Follow our coverage of the convention on voanews.com or download our app. Police in the Midwestern state of Illinois say they have arrested a 17-year-old man for murder Wednesday after two people were killed during anti-police protests in nearby Kenosha, Wisconsin. Wisconsin police say the two people were shot and killed during a third consecutive night of protest over the shooting of a black man by police Sunday. Police investigating Tuesday's shooting say it happened just before midnight in an area where protests are taking place. News outlets say the shooting was the result of a confrontation between protesters and several bystanders blocks from the city courthouse. Tuesday's violent protest came hours after the father of 29-year-old Jacob Blake said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. This is VOA News. The 2021 Davos World Economic Forum Summit of Business Leaders and Politicians has been called off for January due to the coronavirus pandemic, organizers announced Wednesday. They will reschedule the event to sometime early next summer. Hurricane Laura is expected to rapidly strengthen, is now a Category 4 storm. The hurricane is already heading toward the U.S. Gulf Coast, specifically the states of Texas and Louisiana. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm will make landfall after dark and could cause catastrophic damage. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the United Arab Emirates, where he met with officials to discuss regional and bilateral issues. The State Department spokesperson says the U.S.'s top diplomat also discussed a lasting ceasefire in Libya, Gulf unity, and Iran's malign influence in the region. Pompeo met the United Arab Emirates Minister of Foreign Affairs, among others. He's on a multi-nation trip this week amid a Trump administration push for other Arab nations to follow the UAE in normalizing ties with Israel. The second most senior U.S. diplomat wrapped up talks with top officials in Russia Wednesday. The Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Mnuchin capped a two-day visit to Moscow that was aimed at bridging differences over issues that include the ongoing political crisis in Belarus and the sudden illness and poisoning of Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny. NATO's Secretary General is calling for an investigation into the circumstances behind Navalny's sickness. He said Wednesday medical reports of a toxic substance in Navalny's body were credible. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson also called for a transparent investigation into what happened to Navalny. The Prime Minister saying Wednesday Britain would join international efforts to ensure justice is done. He called Navalny's poisoning a shock to the world. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in an attack on Navalny, who remains in an induced coma in a German hospital after becoming sick Thursday while on a flight from Moscow to Moscow from Siberia. And repeating our top story, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence his speech is expected tonight to highlight the administration's record as well as goals for a second term as he accepts the nomination as vice president with Donald Trump for the Republican Party. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.